Unit 4. Corporation.
Part A. Posłuchaj tego tekstu, a potem otwórz swoją książkę.
Legally, a corporation is treated in much the same way as a person. It can sue, be sued, own property, and pay taxes. There are two basic types of corporations in the U.S. Regular corporations and S corporations favored by small business. With a few exceptions, regular and small corporations follow the same principles. The greatest advantage of incorporation is limited liability. Aside from cases in which fraud is involved, an owner's liability is limited to the amount invested. The main disadvantage of a corporation is double taxation. That means that both a corporation and stockholders pay separate taxes on any profits they earn.
Don't forget it.
Legally.
Z prawnego punktu widzenia.
Legally. Sue.
Wnosić oskarżenie. Skarżyć.
Sue. A few exceptions.
Kilka wyjątków.
A few exceptions. Follow principles.
Postępować według zasad.
Follow principles. Aside from.
Poza.
Aside from. Fraud.
Oszustwo.
Fraud. Taxation.
Opodatkowanie.
Taxation. Part D. Business conversation.
Did you get a chance to look over the material I sent you last week?
Yes, I did. And it's very interesting.
Good. Why don't we meet for lunch and discuss the details?
Well, it would be fine. I don't think I can make it this week, but I'll have my secretary call your office to make an appointment after the weekend.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
See you soon. Thank you.
Part E. Business behavior.
Przeczytaj i porównaj tego typu zachowania z polskimi nawykami.
Shaking hands is the proper way to greet someone in business. When two people shake hands, they both make eye contact, they smile, and the handshake lasts only a few seconds. The handshake should be firm, not limp. Some people think that a too gentle handshake shows lack of confidence. Part F. Business talk.
Domyśl się znaczenia tych słów.
Inventory.
A list of items a company has in stock.
Inventory. Fee.
Amount of money charged for a service.
Fee. Proposal.
An offer or plan presented for acceptance.
Proposal. Timesheet.
Form to fill in the hours you worked.
Timesheet. Part G.
A teraz powiedz po angielsku. Jaką sumę liczą sobie oni za ten serwis?
What fee do they charge for this service?
Dyrektor tego przedsiębiorstwa zamierza przeglądnąć naszą propozycję biznesową.
The president of that company is going to look over our proposal.
Potrzebujemy nowy rozkład godzinowy dla naszych robotników.
We need a new timesheet for our workers. End of Unit 4.